Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. Comment is the big conversation. It can also be the great debate, but it can be neither unless I hear from you. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. 44208-601-4555. You call us, we'll call you back, establish a clear line, and remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero, or I'll have to pass swiftly on because no one will understand either of us. You can also SMS the show on 44780008066, or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. You can even send a tweet at comment_presstv. I'm going to do my best this evening to be as coldly forensic as I can be, because otherwise I might just lose my temper. And that's never a good look on television, at least not from the beginning of the show. As we speak, as I speak, as you listen, as this show goes out live, Israel has just destroyed the lives of another 18 people and wounded 200 more. And you may say, so what's new about that? They've been doing that every day and more over the last 2 weeks. What's different about it is that these refugees that they have just killed in the United Nations school in Beit Hanun in northern Gaza had fled there because Israel warned them to flee because they were about to destroy their neighborhoods. In other words, Israel warned a civilian population to leave their houses and take shelter somewhere else. That somewhere else was a school of the United Nations, the very United Nations which brought the so-called State of Israel into existence. The very United Nations where Israel still has a seat as a member state. The very United Nations that has passed hundreds of condemnatory resolutions, some of them mandatory, Chapter 7, Security Council resolutions, which have all been completely ignored. Moreover, this is the fourth United Nations building that Israel has bombed and destroyed in the last 2 weeks. So you really have to ask yourself, how long can the United Nations conceivably tolerate a situation where one of its members is destroying its own shelters and as many inside those shelters as they possibly can? This is a grave, grave matter. And if it does not elicit any kind of decisive response from the so-called international community, then I don't want to hear the words international community ever uttered by any hypocrite again. I don't want the United Nations ever to be mumbled, intoned sacredly by any hypocrite again. And moreover, this murderous rampage, which has now cost the lives of almost 800 Palestinians, 75% of them civilians, and most of them women and children, has been going on all this time And no one has lifted a finger to stop it. Where is Malik Abdullah, the custodian of the two mosques? What about the third mosque in Jerusalem? Haven't you anything to say? Can't you do anything? You with your trillions of dollars in American banks and stock markets. You, the biggest customer of the United States and Britain's military hardware. You have more military hardware than almost any country in the world. Where is it? For what was it? Can't you even bring yourself, dear Malik Abdullah, to even breathe the possibility that it cannot be business as usual between you and those who are backing, arming, supporting, and financing this massacre of Muslims in Ramadan on Laylat al-Qadr? Can't you? Where is General Sisi, who we were told was to be the new Nasser? Can't you bring yourself to even lift a finger to come to the aid of innocent civilians being slaughtered just a couple of kilometers from your international border and by your ally with whom you are in full political and security and economic cooperation? Not only have you not lifted a finger, you have blocked the tunnels so that the Palestinian fighters fighting to defend their families being massacred can't even be resupplied by a bullet from a Bedouin who's selling the bullets on the other end of the tunnel. What's wrong with you people? What happened to the IOC, or should it be OIC? What happened to the Arab League? Where is Nawaz Sharif with his mighty Pakistani army? Can none of you even say, never mind do, anything in the face of this slaughter? And to make matters worse, much worse, the dead and the maimed continue to be mocked by the disgrace that is the British Broadcasting Corporation. Driving here this evening, having already read on the front pages online of all the major international newspapers that Israel had bombed, not once but four times, this United Nations school and killed and wounded all these people. The BBC reported tonight on the 6:30 news that it was not known whether the, quote, missiles which had destroyed the school had come from Hamas or from Israel. They were not missiles. They were tank shells. Four tank shells. Hamas doesn't have any tanks. And moreover, the shells were packed full of illegal flechettes, iron, darts, molten hot, that spray out of the shell and murder and maim, all in range. So, tomorrow, all over the world, there will be demonstrations in the annual Al-Quds rally. On Saturday, all over the world, there will be demonstrations of millions of people. A big one in London, one I'm attending in Bradford, followed by a public meeting in Manchester in the evening. This weekend, millions will rally. What's your message to those rallies? Will you be at those rallies? Will you get out of your chair? Will you get off your knees and at least do what you can to raise your voice against this barbarous, murderous, evil, wicked massacre of innocent people locked up, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide? I need your calls and your messages on this. Angelina is up first from North Wales. Welcome to the show, Angelina. Hello. Angelina, yes, go ahead. I'm not getting any actuality from Angelina. Is she there? Okay, let's go on until the next call comes in. We take calls from all over the world on this show, and the audience is growing and growing. They have to watch us on a computer because the British government made sure the Ofcom took us off of Sky on a trumped up, pitiful, pathetic, and widely telegraphed move foretold in WikiLeaks many months before it actually happened. But people are doing so, and on select satellites. And I just want to add one or two things. There was a vote in the United Nations just this week condemning war crimes committed by the murderer Netanyahu, the child killer, the serial murderer Netanyahu. The vast majority of countries in the world voted for the motion. Britain and Ireland abstained. Abstained. Only the United States and Israel voted against. I'm lost for words. How can you abstain from setting up an inquiry into war crimes when you've seen the pictures, even if the BBC has declined to show most of them? You've seen them, yet you still abstain. The British government doesn't surprise me at all. The Irish government surprises me very much indeed.